Oh, hello. Good morning from the Apple Fritter Lady. I've been up for a little while, and the sky is just starting to get light. It has a kind of a washed out gray to it right now. And I am thinking this morning about the impact we have on people that we hardly know. And the reason I'm thinking about this is that this morning, my son and I have plans to go over to Eagle Donuts over on Mission Street, really close to where we used to live. For about 12 years, we lived over in the Mission. And there's a, you know, I guess you'd call it a hole in the wall kind of place, right? Like just, it's not, it's just your average donut shop, right? That I would think most people have ever been to. But the thing about this donut shop is that, so it, when we lived at the other apartment, was, you know, my son was between 2 and 12, and he, you know, we would go as a special treat. Like, donuts kind of became like, you know, something that we did every once in a while for something really special. And a lot of that came from that was similar, I think, when I was growing up. You know, my mother would buy me a cinnamon donut as a sort of a special treat. And so ever since he was 2, you know, there were these sporadic times we would go there. And all the whole time, there was a woman who worked there. Maybe she lived there. I don't know. She didn't own the place, but she worked there. And her name was Sherry, too. I mean, Sherry, just like me. And whenever we would walk into the donut shop, she would have this big smile. I mean, I think she was like this with everyone. She just would light up the place. Like, hi, hey, hi, so good to see you. How are you? You know, how's your husband? How have you been? Like, just full of energy. And, like, so that's like a part of the landscape there, right, at the Eagle Donuts. Like, all these years of her bright smile and friendly and, you know, just, I never heard her say anything negative, you know, and it's not like we would talk a lot or for a long time or anything. We would just have a little banter, but always really like, hey, hi, you know. Anyways, I get the blog for Bernal Heights, which is sort of the neighborhood we used to live in, at the edge of the Mission. And I saw the other day that Eagle Donuts is closing. And there was a big picture of Sherry with her big smile. And it's closing tomorrow. And it really struck me. I mean, it's not that we have donuts that much, you know, like, so say maybe we go there 3 times a year. But it's kind of been this institution in our lives, and her friendliness and her joy, and every time, you know, of course you can only guess, every time we go in, she says, oh, your son, he's grown so big. How old are you now? And, you know, like, she's seen him grow up from this, you know, 2-year-old. So I said to my son, oh, Eagle Donuts is closing. We have to go say goodbye to Sherry. And he's been sort of swearing off sweets ever since he became a teenager. He's been much more, you know, sort of really conscious of his body and what he's eating. But he was like, well, yeah, you know, this is a really, really special occasion, you know? So he agreed to go have a donut with me so he could say goodbye to Sherry. And There's no big story in this, is there? I mean, there's not like any great big story. And yet what I'm noticing this morning is that really true, simple joy that someone's energy can bring. I mean, it wasn't about Eagle Donuts, right? Like, I highly doubt that if Sherry hadn't been there, if there hadn't been her, that sort of positivity and exuberance that she brought, you know, I don't think we would have even gone 2 or 3 times a year like we did. I mean, there just would have been nothing, no point, really. We could have gone to have any other kind of treat. But there was something, I think, about it, for, you know, that it's like it was a neighborhood. She was like a neighbor. And she was full of light and love and fun. I mean, she's the donut lady. And so I didn't get that till just this second. When I said the donut lady, like, I just got it. Oh, my Lord. She's the donut lady. Like, her, you know, you could say, like, oh, she just worked in a donut shop. You know, what's the value in that in her life? But she brought so much joy. Oh, this is so beautiful. I can't believe I didn't see this until I was saying it out loud to you. I love this. She's like my alter ego, right? Like the person who doesn't have to have a lot of huge accomplishments and awards and this big title and recognition. She's doing so much more. She's doing so much more. And that blog that they posted the other day about the Eagle Donut Shop closing, you can bet that one of the things that they talked about was her friendliness, her joy, her exuberance, her energy. What a legacy, right? How many people has she touched over all these years? I don't even know how long she's been working there. I've only, you know, I started going when Kane was a baby, you know, 2. How many people has she, like, started off their morning with joy? I just love this. Thank you. I mean, if I hadn't had these, like, mornings with you, I don't think I would have seen that very obvious. I mean, now it seems so clear. The donut lady. The donut lady whose mission is to bring joy. What a life. What a perfect, beautiful, wonderful life. Well, that's where I'm headed today. See the donut lady. Thank you for helping me see so much more than I was seeing.